one of the hottest destinations in the United States right now is actually one of the coldest, but that's not stopping tens of thousands of tourists from checking out the Lake Superior ice caves in northern Wisconsin.
And getting there means stopping in the small town of Cornucopia, the gateway to the caves. The town of about 100 people is usually pretty quiet this time of year, but thanks to the amazing photos and videos of the caves being shared on social media around the world, more people than ever have descended upon the town.
Today in our Hidden Wisconsin segment, where we talk to people doing interesting and unique jobs around the state, we find out what it's like being an innkeeper during this crazy busy time. Cheryl O'Brien is with us now. She's one of the owners of the Village Inn in Cornucopia. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Let's back up a few months. You found out that the ice caves were going to be open. What's your reaction? Do you know the people are coming?
Oh, we definitely are always excited when the ice caves happen because it definitely brings more people to town. Nothing like this year, though. This is incredible. We usually look forward to some of our local traffic coming out to see the caves, not people from around the world.
Well, speaking of around the world, where are you seeing people from?
Here itself, staying here at the Village Inn, we've had people from Australia and New Zealand and Japan. Not to mention just even from the United States, we had some people from Connecticut and from California that flew into Duluth and rented a car and came down just for a day and then went back home. Just amazing to us.
And that's not the normal state of affairs in Cornucopia, I bet.
Definitely not, no. We're usually happy if we get people from Madison and Milwaukee. That makes us happy.
So what has this last few months been like for you? I bet it's usually kind of a quiet time, maybe catch up on the work, the reading, things like that. How has it been this year?
Yeah, definitely. It's usually time to do all your year-end and get everything organized, get the place cleaned up and ready for summer. And that's definitely not happened this year. It's just been a whirlwind.
What kind of hours are you putting in on a single day?
Oh, typically we're here open to close every day most of the time. And all of our staff has just stepped up and been just awesome. They've been working like crazy. Even the high school kids have been here every day after school doing whatever they can to help us. It's been great.
How many people come through the Village Inn on a given day when it's like this?
We've been averaging serving over 200 to 250 people a day during the week and close to 500 on the Saturdays.
Wow. That's a lot of traffic going through.
Yeah.
So is the Village Inn a restaurant and hotel? Is it both?
Yes, we're a restaurant and local pub, and then we also have four guest rooms upstairs.
Are you adding anything to your menu? Any sort of ice cave specials?
Well, we actually didn't really add anything to the menu, but I will tell you the most popular thing has been our fresh fish. The Halversons, our local fishermen, are fishing through the ice, so we're getting fresh fish every day, and that's been the top seller for sure.
When you see the people coming from, they're not from the area, they're getting ready to go out, you have to go out on the lake, right, to go see the caves.
That's correct.
Do you do a little evaluation of their gear, their clothing, make sure they're dressed warm enough?
Oh, we definitely give advice. There's no doubt about that. If we see people in, especially young girls in leggings and tennis shoes, we tell them that's not going to really work out too well.
So what should people be wearing to stay warm out there?
Well, now that it's warmed up, I would definitely suggest layers. You want to, because you may be sweating by the time you've walked all the way out there and back. Just a few weeks ago, it was 40 below zero with the wind chill factor. Well, then we were telling everyone put as many layers as you can on and as heavy as a jacket as you can, because that wind coming off the lake is going to be cold.
And I guess the people coming from as far away as Japan or Australia, they're not going to be turned away no matter how cold it is. They've flown all this way. They're going to go out and see it.
Yeah, they definitely had done their research, though. They had really good gear. So they knew what they were getting themselves into, for sure.
We had a couple friends drive up to see the ice caves, maybe 2 weeks ago. And they said at the time that you had to walk 2 hours just to get to the parking lot before you could begin your walk to the ice caves. Is that still true? Is that what you were seeing up there?
Well, what had happened is, especially the first 2 weekends, it was so crazy. People were walking down Highway 13, which, of course, is a state highway. So the county stepped up, and they started running shuttles out of Cornucopia here, and then one of the farmers outside of town plowed a couple of his fields, and they actually made a big parking lot there, and they were running shuttles out of there, which alleviated some of that, but there's just been so many people that even that hadn't helped. Last Saturday, I understand that they were parked like 4 miles on either side of Myers Beach Road.
Wow.
Now, we hear the Park Service is saying Sunday is going to be it, the absolute latest with melting. They don't think it's going to be safe to head over to the ice caves. Are you expecting a big last-minute rush?
Oh, I think so, yes. I do believe it's going to be pretty crazy this weekend. We're prepared. We're gearing up for it.
Have you had time to go out to the ice caves yourself?
No, we haven't gone this year. We've been many times before, but we didn't make it this year.
Okay. Oh, but you've been before. You've seen them.
Definitely.
I've
been enjoying everyone's pictures. So.
Oh, yeah. We've seen a lot of those. Are people excited by what they've seen? Do they feel like it's worth it?
Oh, I think even those people that were walking, 3 and 4 miles down Highway 13 when they got back here to have lunch, I didn't hear anyone complain. Everybody was saying it was well worth it.
Is it all the ice caves, or once people are drawn up there by that, are they checking out what else the area has to offer?
Yes, definitely. I know that, Washburn did their book Across the Bay about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and they had the biggest turnout they ever had, and they based that on the sea caves because of all the attraction to that. And I know I talked to a couple yesterday that was here for lunch that actually headed down to Copper Falls and checked that out for the day too. So, yeah, they're definitely checking everything out.
Are the falls still flowing even in this freezing winter, or is it frozen falls?
No, it's running water, so they do keep flowing.
Interesting. So is this normally vacation time for you?
Yes, typically. my husband and I actually did sneak off for 5 days last week. We were supposed to be gone a lot longer, but we did. We were able to get away for a few days, so it was nice.
Do you usually go someplace warm as everybody else is going someplace cold?
Yeah, we usually go to Mexico. But we'll do something later on when things slow down.
Do you think this boom in the ice cave business up there in Cornucopia, does it have the potential to put Cornucopia and northern Wisconsin on the map in a way that it's never been before? Or do you think this is a sort of a one-off thing?
Oh, no, I definitely think it's going to put us on the map without a doubt. The whole county, I think, has really been showcased because of this. I've had so many people that live in the area that said they've never been up to the South Shore, they've never seen all the little fishing villages and things like that, and are very excited to come back. I've even seen an increase in our bookings for the summer already for the inn and different cabins in town and stuff. So that's very exciting.
Well, when the ice caves are melted and gone, what sorts of things, if we go up there, should we see in the spring and summer?
Well, definitely check out all the beautiful beaches. Out at Myers Beach, there's a beautiful hiking trail that's up over the top of the cave, so you can always check that out all year long. And it's a spectacular view from up there. There is several different waterfalls just in our little area here, beautiful hiking trails, great cross-country ski trails, which will be open for a long time yet because we have lots of snow. They're beautifully groomed, too, and snowshoeing. It's a great thing for that. Come spring, I would definitely go hiking to all the different waterfalls because with all the precipitation we've had this year, they should be better than ever. There's so many things, fun outdoor things to do here.
Now, you mentioned people coming from all over the world. You mentioned Japan. You mentioned Australia. And I know you're pretty busy. You're probably hustling a lot. But have you had a chance to talk to the people there? Have you heard any cool stories from their lives or what brought them there? Just getting to know people.
I think mostly the fun part for me was talking to them and finding out how they even came upon all this. And the whole idea of the social media and Facebook is just, it's just a phenomenon to me. I just can't even believe these people, they're connecting with other people around the world and then they're meeting up with them. And that in this case, the couple from New Zealand, they actually had met people online through Facebook and so forth from Minneapolis. So they met here and did the ice caves and spent an evening together and actually got to know each other personally. So I thought that was really neat.
Hmm. All right. Got to know, what are your specials tonight and what's on the menu for fish fry tomorrow?
Well, we have fresh whitefish and trout, and, of course, fresh whitefish livers. If you've never had them, they're quite the delicacy.
Hmm.
And tonight is Thursday, so it's German night tonight. My mother's from Germany, so every Thursday night we do another one of her fun recipes.
Ah, so is she helping to cook, or is this just her recipe?
Oh, no, it's just her recipe.
Okay, so she's getting a break. Are you looking forward to all this being over, or has it been a blast? Maybe a little of both.
It's been a blast. It really has been. I would like to see it go a little longer, but I am glad the Park Service is doing what's right by safety-wise and being really cautious. So I know there's still a lot of ice out there, but they know what they're doing, so we're going to back them up. And I guess it's a bittersweet thing. We don't really want it to go away, but yet we really need to get geared up and be ready for summer. So we need a little time to do that.
Need a little break in there somewhere.
Exactly.
Well, Cheryl, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate it. And it's been fun hearing about what Cornucopia is like in the midst of the ice cave boom.
Well, thank you very much. And we hope everybody stops in Cornucopia and visits visits the Village Inn when you're here.
Cheryl O'Brien is one of the owners of the Village Inn in Cornucopia.
And again, if you have been to the ice caves this year and you have pictures, please share them on the Central Time Facebook page. We'd love to see evidence of your trip up there. I haven't been there, so I can only live vicariously through what you've done. Again, Central Time on WPR on Facebook.